Okay, let's start. Thanks for coming to my talk. I really appreciate that. So my name is Jean-Marie Verdun. I'm French. You can probably hear that through my very strong accent. I do currently live in the US. I work for HPE within the Advanced Engineering Group. The role of my group is to work on the technology we might be needing within the next 3 to 5 years to integrate into our product. So I'm part of the team who is designing the next generation of the ProLiant servers. How familiar are you with ProLiant? Do you know at least the name? So this is our x86 server brand, okay. I live in the San Francisco Bay Area, so I apologize if I look a little bit blurry or not awake. It's currently 3 o'clock in the morning to my body. I wouldn't say it's odd. My brain doesn't really know where it is. So, I'm involved in firmware development, and I'm also involved at supporting new chip architecture. So I was part of the team who designed an ARM-based systems within HPE. So we have into our product catalog multiple chip architecture from Intel and AMD, but also Ampere and NVIDIA. And Ampere and NVIDIA are pretty new to the catalog, and we faced a couple of challenges when we tried to port our firmware stack to this architecture, which has bootstrapped some research activity within the company and within the engineering. So the couple of issues that we faced is we have a common firmware stack between our Intel and EMD platforms, and we wanted to offer the exact same firmware stack to our customers for ARM. And due to the very strong legacy included into this firmware stack, the port has been pretty complex and difficult to achieve. So what we think is we are currently struggling because the firmware technology are currently aging, and all the concepts of the firmware, at least within the servers, are pretty old. So I don't know if you are familiar with the UEFI, but UEFI is currently about 25 years old, so which in the tech industry make it very old, and it has been designed at a time where system were way much less complicated than today. And security threats were also very smaller. And this has been a very good technology during the past 20 years, but we think that we need to work on something else and the next stage. The other thing is the BMC side. How familiar are you with baseball management controllers? So raise your hand for the one who knows at least who what it is. So the BMC is in charge of managing the server health. So this is roughly a system into a systems. So that is the first thing which starts when you put the